Hi, and welcome back to Diversified Members Credit Union 3 and Out with Chris Spielman. I'm Mike O'Hara. And Chris Spielman, it was a white-knuckle day at Ford Field for much of Sunday against the winless Cleveland Browns. The Lions finally prevailed, 38-24, pulled away from a 21-21 tie. Before we go 3 and Out, you've been in those games where you're a heavy favorite to win, and all of a sudden things are going the other way. You're on that field. How do you feel in a game like that?
Well, I think more so after the game, Mike, you feel like that's a team where you didn't play your very best, but you were still played well enough to win it. And it was vital that they pulled that game out because the Vikings go down to Washington and win a conference game on the road. So you have to keep pace with the Vikings. And the Browns are expected to be a give-me win, and they were able to achieve that and keep pace with the Vikings.
Well, the Lions kept pace, and we are 1-0 in our new set, by the way. So we're introducing this new set to DetroitLions.com and its video department. Okay, let's go 3 and Out now. We're going to start with a touchdown run, an 8-yard run by Amir Abdullah that makes it 10-10. Like we said, the Browns break out to a 10-0 lead, but the Lions fight back. Tell us what you see.
First of all, it's a great job by the whole left side of the offensive line, from Swanson to Glasgow to Mahalik. Amir Abdullah does a nice job of reading and cutting it back, seeing the hole and showing his great burst through the hole. But let's start with Graham Glasgow. He's going to do a pass rush move to get to the second level. Watch his swim move right here. This is beautiful. This is well done. You see that swim move right there? He avoids the oncoming defender because you have a trapper coming from the backside. Number 70 pulling from the backside. You're going to trap that guy. Glasgow's able to get to the second level, get enough on his man, and have Amir Abdullah have enough space to get into the end zone. But that's an athlete right there. An outstanding effort, too, by Travis Swanson, who got an assist from Glasgow. Now, watch Glasgow bump Danny Shelton just enough to allow Travis Swanson to swing his hips. Mahalik does a fine job. It's a great play and a great effort by the left side of that offensive line. That's so well done. That's coaching material for me.
Well, Chris, when you talk about assist, it's almost like a hockey play. Now, let's move along. The Lions are back. It's a tie again. The Browns just will not go away. But Nevin Lawson makes one of the plays of the game. Cornerback for the Detroit Lions. Break it down. Tell us what you see.
Well, they're playing some type of too high look right here. Nevin Lawson does a good job of, first of all, breaking on the football. Doesn't have a great hit. Actually misses the tackle, but stays with it and is able to jar the ball loose. And I love the wherewithal and the understanding to scoop and score. Understanding that he's a very good athlete. He doesn't fall on the fumble, but he picks it up and he scores. And once he has an opportunity or smells the end zone, he's off and running. It's a great effort play. And, you know, Mike, we know this from Nevin Lawson, right? You're going to get a great effort from the guy because he cares and he plays hard and he competes for playing time. So just a tremendous all-around play. Missed a tackle, but still was able to strip it out, break a tackle. Good job of blocking by his Lion teammates down there to get in the end zone and change the tone of the game.
Okay, now we're going to move along to the fourth quarter. And like we said, the Browns just will not go away. They had a big game running the ball, played pretty well on defense at times, got pressure on the quarterback. It's 24-24 early in the fourth quarter, 3rd and 3 at the 29-yard line. Tell us what you see on this throw to Eric Ebron.
It's a great double move by Ebron. You see the little stutter step. Anytime you can have a tight end that can run like Ebron, even though he's maybe suffered a little bit with his confidence. Matthew Stafford told us in a meeting before the New Orleans game, he believes in Eric Ebron. And if he's open, he's going to deliver the football. And that's a beautifully thrown ball by Matthew Stafford in a great route. And a great play for the Lions because you have to account for Eric Ebron because of this type of ability to throw a double move, soft hands, and beat a corner deep in the end zone.
And that made it 31-24. Another touchdown by Golden Tate on a catch and run closes out the scoring, and the Lions win. You mentioned the Minnesota Vikings. They're on top of the NFC North. How big was this game for the Detroit Lions, no matter who they played?
Well, you have to keep pace, right? I mean, the Lions, we talked about this all year. They had the roughest part of their schedule in the beginning of the year. Now it's kind of flipped for the Vikings. The Vikings had their easy part of the schedule. Now they have their roughest part of their schedule moving forward. They have Carolina coming up. I know they have the Rams coming in. They have Atlanta. So it's a tough road for the Vikings. So the Lions got a great challenge next week, Mike, a divisional game against the Bears. They're going to play a rookie quarterback by the name of Mitchell Trubisky. I just did the Bears-Packers game last week. I'll be doing the Lions game this week, and he's only getting better, and that offense is improving. So it's a big challenge for the Lions to get a divisional game on the road in a game which they should be favored.
Okay, Chris, that's a wrap for this week. We'll be back again next week.